Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Hi, as usual, I'm Rashawn McDonald. I host the weekly Money Making Conversation Masterclass show. Like I tell everybody, the interviews and information that this show provides are for everyone. I recommend and I tell people, this is my slogan, it's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. My guest is Obi Obodike, co-author of The Cut. That's the book we're going to talk about, but he also has another book that he plans on releasing soon. The Cut, Lose Up to 10 Pounds in 10 Days and Sculpt Your Best Body. The book made him and his co-author, A-lister actor Morris Chestnut, number one best-selling authors. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Obi Obodike. How you doing, Obi?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for having me on, Rashawn. Such a pleasure and honor to be on your show, brother.
Well, I would tell you, first of all, you calling from where? So we can know where you at, where you looking good at.
Calling from Southern California.
Okay, is it cold there, brother? Is it cold there?
No. Nobody from California should say they're cold, okay? Even when it is cold.
I love it. Well, I gotta get personal before I get into the story of our relationship because I guess it was 2018. Their book came out. It was 2018 the book came out, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 2017.
Yeah, 2017. And the book came out, and I had an interview lined up with his co-author, Morris Chestnut, about the book. And I decided to myself, you know something, Rashawn, you know, try the book out. Just see if it worked. And I lost 10 pounds. And I eventually lost 20 pounds. And I have not gained that back. So we're talking about 5-6 years. And because I remember I was like, I got all the way down to 190. And I think I started when I was like about 225, something like that. So I lost a lot of weight. And I eventually gained back. So I stayed between 195, 199, that's my weight loss. And it was because I read the book. Now, I want to talk about that book initially before we get into personally getting background about Obi. Why did you write the book with Morris Chestnut?
So the reason why I wrote it with Morris was, I obviously helped him get in shape for a movie. And even though people don't believe this, he came to me and he was 33 pounds overweight, in the worst shape of his life. And I helped him lose 33 pounds in 12 weeks. And everybody was so fascinated with his transformation. What did you do to get so lean? So then I was like, how can I thought we had something, this relationship together. He was on a magazine cover and everybody was talking about his weight loss when he was doing press more than the movie and the role. So I said, Morris, I think we got something here. I want to do a 12-week transformation book, but on the everyday average person. I don't want to make it where it's, how to get a celebrity in great shape. I want to make it on everyday average people. So because I'm in shape, and Morris is this celebrity who got lean and ripped, I didn't think that people could connect. So I felt, okay, the best way that people can connect with a weight loss book or a book about helping someone get in shape in 90 days is to do a focus group on everyday average people that need to lose anywhere from 30 to 40 to 50 pounds. So I did a focus group. I put out a focus group on Facebook and said, anyone that wants to lose weight for free, message me, and I'm going to help you get lose weight in 12 weeks. And I had them follow the diet and exercise program that I was going to create for the book while I was writing the book at the same time with Morris. And so those before and afters were our testimonials. They had their unique stories in the book. And then their before and afters were on the back cover of the book. So you had everyday average people that I could transform. You know, when you're in shape and you're fit, it's so hard for people to connect and identify with you. But when you have people that you've actually worked with and transformed and lose weight, then people can pay attention to you. And so that's my whole thing, is that I believe that I was put on this earth for a reason, to really help people get healthy, lose weight, exercise, eat right, and motivate the everyday average person that this is a requirement if you want to live a long life. Is it going to guarantee you from not getting any chronic disease? No, but it will lower the risk tremendously of any chronic health diseases that could happen as we age.
Now, the movie that he lost the 33 pounds for, was what movie was that?
It was The Best Man Holiday.
Okay, cool. Just want to get your credits out there, brother. You know, because so people can go, oh yes, he did look differently in that movie. He looks so young. He looks so fantastic. Now, because they ain't gonna say that about me, because I'm not in a movie. But Horace Chestnut is the ageless one. Between him and Denzel, I don't know. It's something about wherever they taking baths at. Somebody need to follow those two guys. Okay, they look fantastic as they age. Now let's talk about the book and how it impacted an individual like me. Because, you know, can I ask you this question out the box? What exactly is a diet, Obi? What is that?
So, you know what, the diet is basically the type of food that you would eat that would keep you accountable to being healthy. So I know the word diet is a word that people don't like to use. They rather use healthy food, but obviously it's a plan. It's an assortment of foods that you would eat regularly as part of a normal, healthy template staple that you would follow over time to make sure that you're held accountable, that will help you become healthier, you know? So it's like, hey, if I create a diet program for you, it's like, hey, Rashawn, this is what I want you to eat.
Right.
And these are the type of foods you should eat, and these are your options. And if you eat this and you follow this over time, you're going to stay healthy and you're going to keep a healthy weight, you know?
Now, the book, The Cut, Lose Up to 10 Pounds in 10 Days and Sculpt Your Best Body. Now, here's the thing about that book. If anybody follows me on my social media, anybody knows me, I am a guy who likes to eat, especially desserts. There are tremendous pictures of me eating huge amounts of food before I had this book in my life. And when I started looking at the book, now they have cheats in the book. Well, you can still eat desserts. You know, you can still get a little ice cream on, a little cookie on. That shocked me. Okay, but what my biggest takeaway was, it created discipline in my life that I'm telling you, Obi, I still carry today. I still, in my mind, I still not so much hear your voice or Morris' voice in my head, but I learned, you guys have trained me to go, that's enough, Rashawn. You can walk away. Yeah. And that's the biggest part that people have in weight gain. They don't know when to walk away. But your book, that book trained me mentally how to walk away. That is why I have not gained the weight back. Like Rebel Wilson, she just came out and apologized to everybody because she regained 30 pounds. Well, I don't have to apologize to anybody. I've not regained that weight because I'm still carrying the disciplines of that book, The Cut, Lose Up to 10 Pounds in 10 Days and Sculpt Your Best Body, and it worked.
You know what, man? It makes me feel good, man, when I hear that, because I have gotten so many testimonials from men and women, from a lot of women, to be honest with you, said, I lost 60 pounds, I lost 70 pounds. We had one guy who was part of our focus group that was obese, mm-hmm. and, you know, 90 days wasn't enough for him. So I agreed to work with him for a year to help him lose all of his weight, provided that he made himself available for, you know, being a part of Inside the Book and any press that would be needed to promote the book. So I worked with this guy, his name is Mike Hopper, and I helped him lose 117 pounds in 12 months following the principles of the book. Mm-hmm. And then when we did the Steve Harvey Show to promote the book, he, you know, he was, they brought him over on the show to show his before and after transformation. And that was probably the transformation to me that really gave me a tremendous amount of national credibility, because this guy wasn't overweight. He was obese. And then also what was great was that all his blood levels dropped down. His cholesterol levels dropped. His blood pressure levels dropped. His doctor was saying, what are you on? What blood pressure medication? What cholesterol medication? He said, no, I'm not on any medication. I just started to follow this program from this book. I just started eating right and exercising. And all my levels dropped to normal, you know?
Well, you know, it's, I have to bring up another celebrity that this young man, Obi, has been working with, that played out his weight loss in the public's eye, unlike Morris. Morris just showed up in shape. This guy was on TV 5 days a week, and he was losing weight, and then he made the big announcement. Stephen A. Smith on ESPN's First Take was under your discipline. When I say discipline, weight training, weight diet, what to eat and all that. Talk about how the trust that individuals like this put in your hands to say, and you deliver results. How are you accomplishing that, Obi?
Well, you know what? I think that the number one thing is when you work with anyone and they get great results, people talk, right? They talk about you. They spread your name and your word. And then it goes to, and then it filters and it spreads. And so I think for me is that anytime someone that high profile finds out about me, what are they going to do? They're going to Google. They're going to type in your name and see if what's out there about you other than this referral I got. And so for me, because I've written so many articles, so many health and wellness articles on every platform you can think of that's online, there's a lot of content that I've created. You know, you're talking probably over 1,000 articles online and stuff that I've created, content that I've created over 15 to 20 years. So, you know, when you use all that content I've created and then, you know, you can't really find a bad thing said about me or written about me, and you've got all this free weight loss content, then it just gives you that extra credibility. And I also believe, too, I hate to say it, I know we live in this vanity society, but people at that level don't want to work with you unless you're in shape and fit.
Oh, see, you know? See, you had to go there. See, we was having a good conversation, Obi. You really had to, you had to talking about how you look. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to let everybody know. His first name is spelled O-B-I. O-B-I. Obadike is spelled O-B-A-D-I-K-E. O-B-A-D-I-K-E. Just Google his name, y'all. Just Google Bing his name while we're doing this interview. I'll give you permission so you can see why I got a little frown on my face. We was all good. You know, you're going to see all this working. Talking about, you know, people like, he kind of in shape. Nah. He redefining in shape. You know, he's the type of guy, you know, walking along the beach be going, hey, brother, why on my side of the beach? Why can't you wear a robe on the beach? Okay? That's Obi. But the beauty of it is that he's able to translate that. He's not trying to get you to look like him. He's just letting you know, it's like if you get in a sports car, you want the car to go fast. You don't want to be puttering along. And his body is a sports car. But he also knows how to drive your body to results. And that's the key that I want to keep reiterating on my side of the plate. I'm just a regular guy. I really am just a regular guy. I work hard. You know, I'm not in front of anybody's camera. I'm not an A-lister. You know, I'm not jumping on private jets because some of his other clients, like I said, Steve Harvey, Charlie Ebersole, Stephen A. Smith, other clients out there. He's been on television. He's won Telly Awards. He's a TV host. So fitness as well as everyday shows. So he has had a career where he's been in front of the camera. And I always tease him because when I see him, because, you know, You know, brother walk up, you know he in shape. You know, he walk up, you know, he's kind of like mad, but you can't be mad because, you know, guess what? God gave it to him. You know, hey, somebody got to have it. They chose my boy. He's a nice guy. But when you look at the beauty of it, seeing somebody like Stephen A., the discipline that he has as a A-list talent on TV 5 days a week, he showed that same discipline when you ask him to do the things he needed to do to lose weight. And it also improved his health as well, correct?
Yeah, definitely improved his health. His blood work is normal. You know, I think he was close to almost being type 2 diabetes, you know. And he worked with Gary Brecker as well, too, to help with his blood sugar levels and stuff like that. And so it was definitely a combination. I really don't want to take all the credit, but from a diet and exercise perspective, yes, I definitely was played my influential part in helping him, you know, get lean and put on muscle. And I think he dropped over 30 pounds. His body fat now is, I mean, man's 56. His body fat now is 10%.
Please stop saying that. I got so sick and tired of him telling what his body fat is. I get so, I talk to him every day. I get so, sometimes I love you, Obi, but the monster you've created, because he can't talk about me too bad because I'm older than him. He go, Rashawn, whatever, man, whatever. But when we get back, we're going to talk about these weight loss drugs that are really hitting the market. They're telling people, this is, hey, just take this drug, weight gone. Because I brought Obi on the show to discuss this. We're not trying to bash. We just want everybody to know things are being pitched out there. Talk to your doctor. Don't think it's an easy way to accomplish anything, especially weight loss. When we get back with more Money-Making Conversations Masterclass, talking to top fitness expert, Obi Obadike. Just Google his name in the commercial break. Just Google his name. Just Google it.
We'll be right back with more Money-Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Cora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
On McDonald.
My guest is Obi Obadike. He co-authored a best-selling book, a weight loss book called The Cut, Lose Up to 10 Pounds in 10 Days and Sculpt Your Best Body. That book is still available on Amazon if you want to go Google it, as well as images of him throughout the internet world, you know, just making us all look bad, but that's all right. I love this brother. His book enabled me to sustain the shape that I am. I'm still wearing the same clothes I've been wearing. I have not had any. In fact, I had to reduce my clothes. I had to take my clothes up, Obi, because of the fact that your diet worked. I want to ask you a question. Can you still eat? I can answer this question, but I want to hear the general public and also hear from an expert. Can you still eat what you want and still lose weight?
Yes, you can. You definitely can. Because, and the reason why you can is because when you're losing weight, to lose weight, you need to be in a caloric deficit. What that means is that you have to be burning more calories than you're consuming. So I know people don't want to hear this, but it always will come down to calories. So let's just say that maybe say you're consuming 1,500 calories a day, and 400 to 500 of those calories is a cheat meal. Okay, so that cheat meal, if you consume that cheat meal, but you're still within that 1,500 calories, and that still puts you in a deficit, then you're going to lose weight. The only thing about it is that if you consume a high amount of, you know, cheat meals, then obviously it's going to be unhealthy internally. It's going to affect your, you know, your cholesterol levels, your blood sugar levels, stuff like that. So yes, you can, but you just, the most important thing is to be able to have the discipline to use it as a reward for eating healthy, you know, healthy throughout the week. And I love the rule of the 80-20 rule.
Right.
Hell, I'll even say 70-30 rule. Okay. Say for someone that wants to get a little bit more indulgent, more cookies, and you, Rashawn, you're a baker, right? You love your cakes and your cookies and all that. All right. I'm going to move it to 70-30 for you. All right. Where you can 30% of the time indulge. You still can still maintain a healthy weight, even doing 70-30.
Right.
Hell, you can even do it 60-40. Provided that you're exercising, you still got to move, right?
Right.
You still got to burn the calories. You can't just stay sedentary, you know?
You know, it's really important. Like I said, I'm over 60, you know, and stretching.
You don't look at my brother.
Appreciate it. Coming from you. Google his body, y'all. Just Google his body. Okay, now that's a compliment coming from him. But I've learned, like you said, you know, it's two steps. You know, there's a diet plan, but there's also an exercise plan. And as you get older, stretching plays a major role, especially as you get older. And I know that you talk about stretching in your book because you have images in this particular book. We're going to talk about the future book. It hasn't been written yet, but it's going to be another book coming out, and I'm going to have every quarter, you're going to hear from Obi coming on this show on my platform talking about it, because we want to start walking you guys through. I know people always talk about, hey, you know, I'm going to lose weight. And then come Valentine's Day, that arm that was so hyper and waving around like you're on the old Arsenio Hall show starts losing juice. And then come Mother's Day, it's down by his side with a hamburger in his hand. You know, so, and that's what you're using to get, take up your mouth. We want to stay in the motivational mode with you throughout the whole year. And I asked Obi before we got on the call, would he come on my show every quarter? He said, brother, for you, I'd do anything. Because out there now are these weight loss drugs. They're dominating the industry. Educate us on what they are. I'm not trying to put you in a pharmaceutical world or a doctor, but what are they?
So, you know, Ozempic is real popular, which is considered a type 2 diabetes drug. And people will take this, you know, to help with the type 2 diabetes. But one of the side effects is weight loss. Okay, so what it does is suppresses your appetite. It makes you not hungry. All right. And so one of the side effects when they were experimenting with this is people losing a lot of weight. And it's not supposed to be a weight loss drug. It's supposed to be a type 2 diabetes drug. And one of the side effects is weight loss. But this is the problem, is that people are gaining the weight back once they stop Ozempic, you know, and then there's a lot of side effects to this as well, too, that people need to be aware of, you know, like nausea, fatigue, dizziness, diarrhea,
mm-hmm.
stomach pain, you know, heart pain.
So you're saying this, let me get this straight Obi. You're saying, Rashawn, like I told you, I read your book in 2017, okay, and I've been consistently following the mantra of your book. It stays on my desk. If I forget something, I get a little note. Can I eat that? I can open my book. If in this case, if you have this drug that came out as a side effect for diabetes, you have to stay on that drug.
Correct. Yeah.
Wow.
You definitely have to stay. I think the thing about it is that. You can take a drug, but it still doesn't teach you lifestyle habits. You still have to, you still have to eat food. You still have to eat enough food. You still have to exercise. And so, you know, when people are reliant on a drug or a pill, it negates the habits that you're supposed to execute consistently to be able to keep the weight off. Yeah, well, it's great to be able to lose weight, but what, you know, it sucks when you gain it back once you get off the drug, and now all of a sudden you don't have the appetite suppression effects anymore. You know what I mean? The pharmaceutical appetite suppression effects, you know? So I'm not somebody who's going to tell someone not to get on Ozempic if they need it. But what I would say is that if you are going to get on something like that, be mindful of the side effects. Make sure that you use that as an opportunity to eat right, to exercise and move. So when you are able to get off of the drug, which you're going to have to get off at some point in time, you still are incorporating positive lifestyle habits that enables you to keep the weight off and not really gain a minimal amount of weight back if that happens.
We have a couple of minutes left in the show, OB, and I want to talk about you're a majority owner of a health and wellness supplement company called Ethical Inc. that you co-own with actor Morris Chestnut. What exactly is it? And that, to my understanding, is available online at Best Buy, correct?
Correct, right. We have you can go to Best Buy's site to purchase any of our products, or you can go to ethicalinc.com. We actually have a great special right now. We're actually offering a free 30 and 60 day exercise ebook if you purchase our appetite suppressant product. And for me, even though I own a supplement company, I don't want to be the person saying pop a pill and you're going to lose weight. So what I thought of was that if you buy any product from us, a weight loss product like appetite suppressant, a multivitamin, a probiotic, post-workout, I want to give you a free 30-day exercise diet ebook to give you the tools to do what's necessary. So it's not like I'm telling you to take this pill and you're going to lose weight. That's not going to happen. But if you exercise and eat right and you take an appetite suppressant product to help control the discipline of you indulging too much or overeating, you combine everything of that collectively together, that's going to help to manage your weight. So Ethical Inc. is really about truth. We invest a lot of money in a lot of free health and wellness content. We publish about 25 to 30 brand new health and wellness articles on that platform per month. So whether you buy a product from us or not, we're still going to educate you for free. And that's always been my approach as a health and wellness professional and expert.
Wow. Again, OB, thank you. And thank you for accepting my invite to come on my platform, Money Making Conversation Masterclass, to, you know, save lives. That's what we're doing, brother. You know, high blood pressure, you know, diabetes. The black community was a victim of COVID because of bad diet habits, because of bad eating habits. And we don't want that to happen again. And we have a tool here. I have a voice now, and I want to use that voice to save lives within our community. And I want to thank you for taking the time for coming on Money Making Conversations Masterclass, Mr. Obi Obadike.
Thank you, man. Thanks, Rashawn, for having me on. I look forward to coming on your show every quarter, man. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, and I swear I'm going to try to look like you, brother. But it won't be accomplished, but I might put them on them fake suits on. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for coming on the show, my brother. I love you, man.
All right, my brother.
And my fans, this is a new year. It's 2024. Let's do it differently this year. And thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting me, my new show on Foxhole. Thank you for watching that show as well. But I'm not going anywhere. This is my show. This is my show for you. It's a show that you can listen to every week and learn something. Hopefully, because I learned something too. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279. Or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.